stranger here from Ireland shore. I've been on the road 6 months or more, hiking, working and travelling style. I'm a vagabond from Ireland's isle. My sunburnt tongue stuck up in the air. Many is the lift from here to there. Cars, buses, vans and trains, and the punishing heat, the snow and the rain. Oh, actful the diddle for the dire o' day. Oh, actful the diddle for the dare. Oh, Mrs. Dolan, your son, he isn't working. I came from Dublin to Jerusalem town, had a drink or two on the journey down. At the railway station Galgair the Nord, missed me train through Garglan Hard. 3 days later in Napoli, on the Turkish boat I sailed to sea. Stepped in a hot hole down below, travelling tourist class, you know. Oh, actful the diddle for the dare o' day. Oh, actful the diddle for the dare. Oh, Mrs. Dolan, your son, he isn't working. Land came into sight, and the customs man gave me a fright. How much money have you got with your jaw? I bluffed and said, £50 or so. He said, shalom, I said, good day. Grabbed me guitar, got fast away. Down to the desert then I went, digging up history and living in a tent. Oh, ack for the diddle for the dire o' day. Oh, ack for the diddle for the dare. Oh, Mrs. Dolan, your son, he isn't working. It was in the Gulf of Aqaba, I met some paddies and we had a fla. Danced through the streets of Eilat town, sang Sean south of Garryon. I was travelling, I don't know. You pack your gear, get up and go. You leave the crack for another bout, could damn well do with the pint of stout. Whack for the diddle for the dare o' day. Whack for the diddle for the dare. Oh, Mrs. Dolan, your son, he isn't working. Whack for the diddle for the dare o' day. Whack for the diddle for the dare. Oh, Mrs. Dolan, your son, he isn't working. heard of St. Denis of France. He never ridden much for to brag, and you heard of St. George and his lance, who killed the old heathenish dragon. The saints of the Welshman and Scot are a couple of pentiful pipers, might just as well go to pot when compared to the patron of vipers, St. Patrick of Ireland and Madeira. He sailed to the Emerald Isle on a lump of a paving stone mounted, bet the steamboat be a mile, which mighty good sailing was counted. Says he, the salt water, I think, has made me unmerciful thirsty. Bring me a flagon to drink, to wash down the muller grubs bursty of drink that is fit for a saint. He preached then with wonderful force, the ignorant natives a-teaching, with pints washed down each discourse. Says he, I detest your dry preaching. The people in wonderment struck at a pastor so pious and civil, exclaimed, we're for you, me old buck. We'll heave our blind gods to the divil, who dwells in hot water below. Distinguished our worshipful man went to visit an elegant fellow, whose practice each cool afternoon was to get most delightfully mellow. That day with a barrel of beer, he was drinking away with abandon. Says Patrick, it's grand to be here, I drank nothing to speak of since landing. Give me a pull from your pot. Well, he lifted the pewter and squirt. Believe me, I tell you, it's no fable, a gallon he drank from the quart. Left it back full on the table, a miracle, everyone cried. All took a pull on the stingo, they were mighty good hands at that thread. They drank till they fell, yet be jingo, the pot still frothered the brim. Next day, said the host, it's a fast, and they've nothing to eat but cold mutton. On Fridays, who'd makes the trip past, except an unchristian like glutton. Says Pat, stop this nonsense, I beg, what you tell me is nothing but gammon. And the host, he brought down the lamb's leg. Pat ordered it turn into salmon, and the leg must politely comply. You heard, I suppose, long ago, how the snakes in a manner most antic, he marched to the County Mayo, ordered them all into the Atlantic, hence never use water to drink. The people of Ireland determine, with mighty good reason, I think, for Patrick has filled it with vermin and snakes and such other things. He was as fine a man as you'd meet from Fairhead to Kilcrumper, though under the sod he is laid, let's all drink his health in a bumper. I wish he was here, that my glass he might by art magic replenish. Since he is not, why, alas, me old song must come to a finish, because all the liquor is gone.
In the year of 1790, a sorrowful tale, the truth unto you I'll relent. Of 36 heroes, to the world they were left to be seen. By a false information, they were shunned and unloved and green. Bad luck to you, Saunders, their lives you sold away. You send a parade, won't be held on that very day. The drums they did rattle, and the fifes they did sweetly play. Surrounded we were, and quietly marched away. Quite easy they led us as prisoners through the town, to be shot on the plain. We then were forced to kneel down. Such grief and such sorrow, in one place it was ne'er before seen. As when the blood ran in streams down the dykes of Dunlavin Green. There is young Andy Ryan has plenty of cause to complain. Likewise the two Duffies were shot down on the plain, and young Matty Farrell, whose mother distracted will run for the loss of her own darling by her eldest son. Bad luck to you, Saunders, bad luck may you never shun, that the widow's curse, it might melt you like snow in the sun. The cries of those orphans, whose murmurs you will never screen, for the loss of their own poor fathers who died on the green. Some of our boys to the hills have run away. More of them have been shot, and some have gone off to sea. Michael Dwyer of the Mountain has plenty of cause for the spleen, for the loss of his own dear comrades who died on the green.
fine people, wherever you may be, I'll sing of a brave Belfast man who scorned the army's might, though they'd shoot him in sight, and they shot down Joe McCann, Joe McCann. They shot down Joe McCann in the Belfast bakery in the August of that year, when internment was imposed throughout the land. Six volunteers from Belfast held 600 troops at bay. Their leader was Joe McCann, Joe McCann. Their leader was Joe McCann. He fought for the people in the markets where he worked, in defence of the rights of man. But the hired branch crew told the soldiers what to do, and they shot down Joe McCann, Joe McCann. They shot down Joe McCann. He carried no gun, so he started to run, to escape them as many as the time before. One bullet brought him down, and as he lay on the ground, they shot him 10 times more, 10 times more. They shot him 10 times more. His cause was the freedom of the people of this land, the Protestant and Catholic working man. He caused the bosses to fear, and for this they paid him dear, when they murdered brave Joe McCann, Joe McCann. When they murdered brave Joe McCann.